This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dealing with tornadoes in Louisiana and Mississippi, both places hit by tornadoes, one person dead. Meanwhile, in the Ukraine, they are trying their best to defend their territory, and a lot of good things are happening with the secret missions at night for the Ukrainians, because that is working, and the Russian Air Force is really running into problems, both with what is happening in these dogfights and also with the anti-aircraft missiles that that they're forcing into the Ukraine. But this is what is then forcing the reaction back from the Ukrainian military, and the full court press is on. The Ukraine says it has retaken a key town outside of Kyiv as their defenses are really holding up against a terrible Russian onslaught. So once again, Kate Delaney, thrilled as always to be here with all of you in every nook and cranny across this great country and beyond our borders too as well. No matter where you live, people are watching and paying attention to what is happening with the Ukrainians evacuating, what is happening with the idea of hanging on, and what Putin may do next. Spin the wheel of Putin's fortune and figure out what is the next move. But in New Orleans, they weren't worrying about that. They were worrying about hanging on to their loved ones. A large tornado slammed into New Orleans. What a path of destruction. Thousands of people without power. Picture this. You're sitting there catching up on whatever it was that you're binge watching, and all of a sudden a freight train goes by your house, but it's not a freight train. It's a tornado, and you're lucky it didn't rip the house out from underneath you. That happened to people. We're off the foundation. So it was nasty for a lot of people in the Ninth Ward who are in that situation and don't have power, and then water and everything else that goes along with that. And it happened at about 7:30 at night. So the New Orleans Fire Department, they were responding to lots of reports of injuries and people being trapped. So search and rescue teams were out there immediately trying to dig people out of situations. I mean, it was a large, powerful tornado ripping across the sky. And it looked like there were sometimes funnels spun off of the main twister, and that looked like it was happening in this one. It was bad. And this is on the heels of the day before, severe weather that hit Texas, that just crushed areas of Texas. So that happened, and then in Mississippi, they were also hit. So, you know, 8,000 people in the New Orleans metro area, 3,000 people in St. Bernard's Parish, all without power. And if not now, in the future, it's about having that go bag. And I'll tell you what, looking at that tornado bear down on these houses, wow! Because some people had video. It is, look it up, whatever your search engine, and it will it'll make you realize just what I'm talking about with these tornadoes and how awful they can be. I mean, they had a tornado warning southwest of New Orleans at about 7, and they watched the rotation. And then around 7:20, oh, it got worse. And then it gets into the city of New Orleans, and of course the rest is history. And the tornado hit that Ninth Ward area, especially very large, when some people were able to get a couple of shots, some video of it, but pretty scary as to what happened, these areas of Oakwood Center Shopping Mall, a subdivision that in the area they were the direct path of the destruction of the tornado. That's what it is, right? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. This large tornado is bearing down, or there's rotation, and it could just happen to hit you. You have to, like, heed the warnings. You can do what you want, but I think you have to heed the warnings, because if you do, you save your life half the time. And it brings up the question of where are you going when you have one of these situations? That's what the key is. Where are you hiding? Where are you hiding out? Do you have a bunker? Do you have a place to go? Are you in the interior of your house? So pretty chaotic. Wind speeds, all of that. And once it gets into that neighborhood, and once that rotation is really picking up, and you see sort of that kind of donut hole thing on the radar, it shows you what's happening after that. And the tornado was described as large, confirmed by the National Weather Service at around 7:25. Ooh. Wow. Directly over Tarrytown. Directly over it. Crazy. Like I said, one person across the street, they're fine. Just over the street, they're terrible. So think about the people of New Orleans when you go to sleep or when you wake up. And just like the people in the Ukraine, we've been talking about the Ukraine for over a month, right? And what are they doing? They're flying, and it's dogfight kind of fighting, which is so rare these days. But they're flying over territory in undisclosed parts, and it's working. It's working because they know the land, right? So they get into the airspace, they know the land, and they're kind of luring the Russian planes into their air defense traps, which is a good thing, right? It's a very good thing. I mean, look, the Ukraine has 55 operational fighter jets, and that number might come down a little bit because of planes that have been shot down or mechanical failures or whatnot, but it's making a big difference. The Russian troops have fired about 1,000 missiles at the Ukraine. At about 1,000 missiles, think about that. Mm. They definitely have, the Russians have a few things on their side. But I think the world is backing up the Ukraine in some way, feeling or putting themselves in the shoes of the person who is displaced, the person who doesn't know if their spouse is alive, the person who can't believe that 7 weeks ago they were sitting on the couch, they were getting up to pick up grandchildren, they were picking up children, they were doing, you know, whatever it was, all kinds of different things, of course limited by the pandemic, but not out of the realm of doing some of what I just mentioned. And some people are just labeling Putin war criminal, war criminal. I mean, first, the idea is get out of this. So how do you get out of this and not be in a situation, especially the U.S., in any way to be beholden to Vladimir Putin? Oof. Imagine being shackled to Vladimir Putin. I cannot imagine whatsoever. All right. Coming up next, the man cave. What is ticking around the NFL and some other spots? We're going to get there next.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Hoop matchups coming up. Sweet 16. How's your bracket? How about this? Before we even go to any of that, Ash Barty, the number one ranked women's tennis player in the world, said, I'm retiring. I mean, that's crazy. Or not. She's 25. She's definitely at the top of her game. She won the Australian Open. She won her third overall Grand Slam singles title, the 2019 French Open, and the 2021 Wimbledon on grass. And she's had the number one ranking for 114 consecutive weeks. She said, this is what she said, I don't have the physical drive, the emotional want, and everything it takes to challenge yourself at the very top of the level anymore. I'm spent. She's spent. She's only the second woman to retire with the world number one ranking. Only the second, the other being Justine Henin, who decided to step back at 25 in 2008. People were shocked. She did stick up for herself, though, and saying, yeah, I'm spent. I can't do it. Yeah. And I love what some of her competitors, like, tweeted out things like, you know, what's next for you? Golf, be happy, enjoy your life. I mean, that kind of stuff. And I think that's good. You know, Madison Keys, U.S. player, she said, congratulations on an amazing career and good luck with what's next. But that's big breaking news. Hey, I'm at the top of my game. I'm making so much money. You know what? I'm like burnt. I'm fried. I'm done. I'm a kid. I got other things I got to do. I'm fried. Not many would do that. So I think I think there's something too, right? Like she knows I'm burnt out. I don't want to do this anymore. I did it. I gave it everything. It paid off, but that's that. It's paid off, and that's where I'm going. So I'm gonna retire while I can. I'm gonna feel good about it. I'm gonna get out of this and go and do whatever I go and do. Now you could unretire. Can you really unring the bell? I mean, what do people think? But yes, is the answer. You can do that. All right, the tournament bracket itself. Now, be honest. Did you have Gonzaga coming out of the West into the Sweet 16? Of course you did. Right? Did you have Arkansas taking on New Mexico? Or how about Notre Dame and Texas Tech? Yeah. No. It's been an interesting run in this tournament. And the biggest run that people are watching, because it's such a Cinderella team, is St. Pete's knocking off Kentucky in the first round, then in the second round beating Murray State. Pretty wild. Iowa State's still alive because they beat narrowly, but they beat them. They beat Wisconsin. Miami beat Auburn. I mean, I could go on and on. But bottom line is you look at the top seeds, see where they are, see who's been knocked out. Gonzaga is always, always really, really tough. And who's going to be there in the end? I think the St. Pete story, people want to see that keep going. But will it keep going? It gets harder as they go along. But, hey, one and done. I think some players play lights out when they know it's one and, you know, when it's one and done. The other thing that really came across my desk, I guess, is looking at Major League Baseball. Because there's so many questions people have with Major League Baseball. And that's because of the collective bargaining agreement, etc. And the fact that, okay, baseball's back, but what did the players concede to, and what are we getting when the stick and the puck, as I call it, are on the ice and they're set the hands of a good player, and there are many, many good players, but it's curious as to how long they have to jump into the lineup, because I've seen this before. And it was a weird night of hockey where you had some of the superstars of the sport just doing what they do naturally, or then you had rivalries like the Devils beating the Rangers 7-4, or the Penguins knocking off the Blue Jackets 5-1. The Penguins, though, are 39-16-9. The Red Wings and the Flyers. Watching the Red Wings and the Flyers play is fun, but not fun when they lose. The Red Wings beat the Flyers 6-3. 6-3. Could they not find the net? I have no idea. I have no idea. Could they not make that happen? Then, of course, we jump to a couple of others. In my neck of the woods, the Stars beat the Oilers 5-3, and they're 35-24-3, so that's not bad. And it's super competitive as you get closer to what could be drinking out of the Stanley Cup. Because that's what all the players talk about. That's what they dream about, is winning a Stanley Cup. Winning, 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 winning. And there's a lot of teams to get through before I think anyone can lay claim. Of course not. But there's a lot of layers. Lots of layers. All right. This is interesting. The Flames filed a $125 million COVID-19 insurance lawsuit. Why'd they do that? Because they're saying it's against its insurers for massive losses because COVID-19 in the past 2 years. The NHL halted operations during the pandemic on March 12, 2020. But since then, teams in Canadian provinces have been impacted by the mandates preventing fans from being in attendance. Wow. And other clubs, like five Canada-based teams located in Alberta, filed lawsuits that were similar, again, it's against the Flames. So they're seeking reimbursement for more than $1 billion in COVID-19-related losses. Wow. We trusted you. Now we want some money back. What do you think? Is just going to come in and grab a few things? No. We want to know. That's what the deal is. We want to know. So from NBA and NHL to the Bracket Busters, Sweet 16, probably nothing better than getting to the Sweet 16. And there's so many deserving players coming off the bench, and that's what makes it tricky. Not just rounding out the team, but being able to pick other players that fit in to the team, where it makes sense. So another thing that I would talk about in the man cave, and we are in the man cave, so I can sit back and relax. The Maryland's basketball program, the Terrapins, have introduced a new coach, Kevin Wilford. If you've ever been on that campus, you know how big this is. And the former Seton Hall coach said he was willing to go from a Big East job to this one because he said, this is a top 10 job in college basketball. Hands down, I would not have moved my family and left a place I love dearly if I didn't think that we should be winning national championships. Wow. So the Terps haven't come close to doing some of what they said they're going to do. But they had a lot of swagger. They had a lot of confidence. Willard insisted the potential to succeed is there despite taking over a program that's coming off a pretty rough season. And it's all about pushing through. It's all about tenacity. It's all about being able to do it even when you're pushing the boulder uphill. Stay with us. Coming up, we're taking you on a trip around the world for such an interesting conversation. Wally Eaglesham joins us next.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Former President Donald Trump filed a lawsuit on Thursday alleging that Hillary Clinton and several other Democrats tried to rig the 2016 election by tying his campaign to Russia. The lawsuit covers a long list of grievances. The former president contends President Biden's victory in 2020 is steeped in widespread fraud. The U.S. says it will accept 100,000 refugees from Ukraine and other nations who've been displaced by Russia's war.
The report indicated that Ukrainians who already have family in the United States will receive priority for resettlement. The Biden administration is expected to use the Refugee Admissions Program to carry out the effort. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And AAA reports gas prices are hovering around $4.23 per gallon in the U.S. This is USA Radio News. The Minneapolis teachers' strike went into its 17th day on Thursday. The Minnesota School District released a statement addressing the teachers' union's concerns for mental health professionals in schools. The district says their latest offer to the union includes a full-time social worker in every school and that their goal is to come to an agreement that gets students back in the classroom as soon as possible. The cost of rent is hitting a record high across the country. A report from Realtor.com says the rent in the U.S. in February averaged around $1,700 a month, up 17% from a year ago. Cities dealing with the largest increases of 23% or more include Miami, San Diego, Phoenix, and Austin. Dozens of sound designers, engineers, and mixers have signed a petition protesting the Academy's decision to award the Sound Oscar during its pre-telecast hour on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am so pleased to take you to Australia for a conversation with just an incredible man. He has lived like 100 lives. I'm not kidding. Wally Eaglesham's book is called Wally's War, Wally's Peace. His wife, Jane Megan Eaglesham, is also with us, so she can fill in some of the blanks here where he might not brag. But I think it's just incredible the things that he's done. Let me just list a few things. So think about this. Imagine being a child laborer in your father's sapphire mine, his mines. Imagine what that's like. Imagine being a jackaroo, which my mind is going a lot of different directions, on cattle stations, on ranches. Imagine being in the Vietnam War and fighting alongside Americans and so many others and some of the CIA episodes that happened there. And then on top of that, you have near-death experiences. You have a man who built a transport company, and we know how difficult that business can be, from $500 to more than $60 million a year. So imagine his business acumen and his philosophy. And, oh, yeah, I mean, there's lots of things I haven't even talked about, including the Guinness Book of World Records. And we're talking about endurance horse ride, one man, one horse, 1,500 miles. This is the kind of book where you read it and you almost think, this cannot be true. This cannot be true. So, Wally and Jane, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you.
We feel honored. Thank you very much for having us.
Yes, a beautiful intro, too.
So, Wally, I mean, really, it is just so fascinating, the things that you've done. Tell us, because I want to start at childhood, what was it like working in those mines?
Well, it was very hazardous, but the problem I had more than anything was, Kate, was not so much working in the mine, although I hated it, and there was collapsing, it was very dangerous work, and I was very young. But what I missed most was being in the small regional town during the weekends or on the with mates, with girlfriends and child activity, and it made it very difficult because my father was a very cruel man, and he suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder and from the Second World War. And of course, I wasn't aware of it because of his behavior. I was suffering as well as I was diagnosed at the age of 10 of having post-traumatic stress. But I, during going to the gem fields and digging for sapphires with my father, it made me really tough because if I hadn't been able to perform the duties and work during the nights non-stop, I would never have become the man I've become at the end of the day and appreciated what tough work was all about.
It was like when you have resistance early on, you have to survive that resistance, so it makes you very strong.
Yeah, and it's strong enough that, okay, so you talked about your father serving in the war, then you're a Navy cadet, you're a military person, you deal with being in a military prison, you deal with Vietnam. Tell us about that story and what led you to Vietnam.
Yes, Australia played a major role in the Vietnam War, and I went on a ship, a destroyer, as an underwater weapons specialist, and I went to the gun line in North Vietnam. Joined the U.S. 6th Fleet, and then I would have to go ashore and join the 1st Marine Division up in the demilitarized zone where I was wounded in a battle and was serving with the American forces and the CIA. And
you had amazing adventures on land. Incredible adventures.
My book is not all about Vietnam. It's only probably a small percentage of it, but what is there is, to me,
it's pretty shocking.
Pretty shocking, yeah. It was what you see is.
For example, one of Wally's doctors read the Vietnam chapter, and he was blown away by the section on triage. He said, "I just can't wrap my head around it." It was really interesting.
Yeah, what that must have been like must have been crazy. And then you have this entire ship's crew battling moment to moment to moment, and you really describe it, to stay alive, because we're talking about the Antarctic Ocean. Did you think you were going to get out of there alive?
No, I never thought I'd get out. I was on the ship's wheel. It was a destroyer going down to rescue a scientist. And the roughest season in naval Australian history. And it was so rough. And as when we went into massive waves, the navigator would say, "Stand by, ship's about to roll to starboard," and then it'd be 20 degrees, 25 degrees, 26 degrees. And
so they'd count down the degrees till the rollover.
Rollover was 35 degrees, and you get to 34, 33, 34. This is the broadcasting system in the ship, and everybody's holding on to whatever they can hold on to. And just holding our breath, hoping it doesn't go that one more degree and over. She went, but we got through and got back to Tasmania with only an hour's fuel left in the ship.
And all the paint, the waves were so powerful, it had eroded the ship's ID off the front and the paintwork.
My book's got a lot of photographs.
Off the front of the ship.
A lot of photographs which show all these events.
This book takes you on a journey, on many, many journeys. So you can be housebound because of COVID, and you can go on the most amazing adventure reading this story.
Come with me, everybody that reads the book.
They say it's as if I'm there.
Yeah, and from my point of view, I have this feeling that I'm taking the world with me on my journey because I've written the book, and it's so outstanding, it didn't even surprise me. I can't get over it. And it's all factual and it's all proven. It's been an incredible journey, Kate.
What an incredible journey. And we just scratched the surface. I mean, it would take us days to tell the whole story.
Oh, yes.
But I want to talk about the Guinness Book of World Records because people are always fascinated by that. And this endurance horse ride, how did that come about and what happened?
Well, I was asked by a television station in Melbourne, would I prepare to donate a horse to a charity, to a television series charity. And I said, I will, I'm happy to do that, but I'm 2000, 1,500 miles away from Melbourne. I can't get up there. I'm going to get up there. And the presenter on the show was a nice lady. And she said to me, write it, Wally, write it. So I said, oh, that's a good idea. So I looked at the Guinness Book of Records and I thought, gee, can I do that? And I ended up cutting it. I did the ride with this most amazing horse, Ben Hall, who was just incredible.
Incredible intelligence.
And we broke the world record, smashed it. And then I went on to break another 3 world records. And I ultimately ended up having broke all the world records for endurance riding there is. And you cut them in half and some of them, it was also very dangerous and ended up in some pretty
terrible situations.
But we had a vet all the way between
every town
was on standby, and his heart rate was measured and he was looked after.
He was checked he was all the way along.
Incredible horse, and the adventures were just out of this world.
Actually, he was an Australian whaler bred horse that bred as a war horse, and they have an incredible history if people are interested and want to look that up.
Yeah, in the Middle East in the First World War. And
they did amazing things, and they were the ones who had the most amazing, horse, when you, equestrian, when it's a horse.
Endurance.
No, in war. Charge. It's the most amazing charge in history by whaler bred horses. So they're an incredible breed of horse.
The charge of being charging.
A Bathsheba.
Charge of Bathsheba. Wow. Most amazing story.
Leaping over a massive trench with their enemy in the trench, and these horses had to leap over the trenches.
Wow.
So they're amazing horses.
Yeah, an incredible story about the quicksand, river, all of that. And then if we fast forward, I mentioned it, how do you take a company where you start with, hey, here's your $500, I'm starting with $500, and then bring it all the way up to $16 million? I mean, I have a lot of entrepreneurs and a lot of CEOs and other people that listen to this show.
Yes.
How'd you do that in a really tough business?
Amazing.
Well, what I did was I started the business. When I started the company, I had to think, come to grips with why I was going to risk this my life, and something that I didn't have a lot of knowledge about. So what I did was I took my standard of ethics that I learned through my life, through the hardships of my life, and I said to my people as we grew, we were all different, all equal. And I took away the master servant relationship in the company and shared all the financial statements, everything
was transparent. And they were able to make profit out of it themselves.
The profit and loss was
and the company grew like crazy because of it.
I'll just
insert something here that's interesting. Part of the reason Wally started the company was over, at that time, a difference of opinion about women working at higher levels in this previous company where he was an executive. And he appointed a woman who ended up his third wife, and they objected so much. Wally had to leave the company, and he started out the company with actually really a really good ethical position, which was equality.
Wow. Well, that certainly says something. I mean, we could talk for 3 hours, but I want people to go and get this book and experience this journey. And you can get Wally's War, Wally's Peace. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Will you guys come back on?
Yeah, love to. Anytime.
Absolutely. You're wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kate, for having us. Thank you.
Baby, I don't
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm very pleased to take you to Australia to introduce you to a really interesting woman who has created a world. When you create a world and then you put it out there in a novel, automatically you're my hero. So the name of the book is Star of Aquilinia and A Parable for Earth. And Bernadette Mercer is the author. And I'll tell you what, you talk to her as I talked to her off the air, and you start to listen to how she created this world, and she has just a fascinating mind, the way that it works and that she put it together. So bravo, Bernadette, for doing that, and thank you so much for coming on the show.
That's fine, Kate. I'm glad to be talking to you.
So how did you come up with this story? How did you create this?
Well, I didn't actually consciously create it. It's just when you write, things pop into your mind, and sometimes you realize that they're all connected, and when you do, you write it down. So what I didn't write to the formulated way of writing that some of the current teachers of writing say. I just let it come into my head, and then I wrote it down. That's how I wrote that novel.
Wow. Tell us about the Star of Aquilinia. Tell us what Aquilinia is. Yeah. Tell us what it's about.
Aquilinia was a planet. That star of Aquilinia is a flower on Aquilinia, beautiful perfumed white starry flower, and it's called Star of Aquilinia. But people who read the book will see that actually it's Romala, the heroine, who is the Star of Aquilinia, and she makes a tremendous difference to her planet, to the people.
How does she make a tremendous difference? I don't want you to tell us everything about the story, but how did she do that?
Well, she taught people. She had a tremendous gift of healing, you see. I have spent most of my life as a registered nurse. You know, I think you call them, professional nurses. You know, from the goes to university, or we did a hospital-based training where we paid for our course with our labour. And so for 4 years I was a student nurse and another year as a student midwife. So I'm qualified in both professions, and most of my life I've worked as a registered nurse. But about 30 years ago I became a registered natural therapist too, so I've got these other skills as well. Now, some of the incidents in the novel are actually things that happened during my training. And another thing about it, I have had the two principal characters being people who love to travel, and they travel to different parts of Aquilinia. And what I've done is use places that I've travelled to as a model for the places in the book.
Wow, how exciting. And so you really, you know, the book has some high adrenaline, interesting, thought-provoking ideas too, right? So when you, as you said, it just sort of, this came to you. Was there a great time of the day where you would write, or ideas would just kind of pour into your mind?
Well, the ideas came from a number of, you know, they came at any time, but often if I was reading something, watching something, or talking to people, and something would, yes, in my mind, I'd say, yes, I can use this. I'll work it into the story. So I was aware of that I wanted other materials to come into my mind so that I could weave them into the story.
Wow.
And that's more or less what I've done. But the thing is that I hadn't written seriously before, I suppose, 2005. Sure, I'd written for magazines and things like that, you know, nursing and natural therapies magazines. And I helped write a book called Living In, which was a story about student nurses at my training hospital. I was one of the editors for that, but I contributed heavily to the stories in it. So, yes, for those things, it was really being diagnosed with leukemia that made me stop and think. You know, after the decision, am I going to lie down and die, or am I going to get up and fight? And so I decided, yeah, I'd get up and fight. After that, there's things like, what are the things in your life that you've been longing to do and you've been putting them off? So writing and travelling were the two major things. And so I got down to it and started doing those things.
Wow. And what was that like for you? So we have to take a detour on this one. Where was the best place that you went of all the places that you travelled?
Oh, God. Oh, heavens. There's so many, but the thing that came into my head right then was Petra in Jordan. Petra is wonderful.
Wow, you have to tell us. So for everybody listening, just give us a little snapshot. What's Petra like? I've never been there.
Petra, it's called the rose-colored city, half as old as time. And it is in the desert within a range of mountains, and it's carved. The city is carved out of the rock. It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. And then there's this the Nabataeans, the people who built the city and lived there for a couple of thousand years. They were on a major trade route between east and west, and so traders that were travelling there, they'd make them come through this thing called the Sikh, S-I-Q, and it's, you're walking through the walls, so you cannot see, you can see the sky above, and that's all. There's rock either side of you along this pathway, and as you get close to the end of it, you can see through the entrance this beautiful building called the Treasury. It's so beautiful. And but the Romans took it over, and the trade routes changed, and it became a lost city. And now people are looking at it again. And wow. there's a Roman theatre built there. As I wow. said, the Romans took it over 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
But gosh, I'm so glad to have gone there. It is beautiful. And I think, look, it was just so incredibly hot that day that I didn't feel that I could just sit there and absorb the feeling of the place. But the travelling through it, walking through it and asking questions certainly cemented it into my brain. But yes, I've been to a number of wonderful places, but that just jumped into my mind when you asked me which was the best place I've been to.
Right, and it made me think of Aquilina, like you're talking about traveling and yes. what happened with the main characters, so who knows how much that influenced that. What do you hope people take away from reading Star of Aquilina, A Parable for Earth, which, by the way, Bernadette Mercer's book, of course you can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble as you're listening to us speak, but what do you hope people take away from reading the novel?
Well, I hope it makes them think, first of all, that if people cooperated instead of fighting and arguing and being miserable and nasty to each other, we could have a kind of heaven on earth. We could have a wonderful earth, because we do have. It's a beautiful place. It's worth looking after. It's the only place we've got, anyway. We're not going to find another planet to live on if we wreck this one. So I hope that everybody thinks about that and tries to keep it, to keep our planet safe for us and for our grandchildren.
I like that. What a great thought. Bernadette Mercer, perfect place to end that. Just a beautiful sentiment again. And you can pick the book up, like I already mentioned, Amazon, Barnes & Noble for sure. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, Kate. It's been a pleasure.
And thanks to all of you for listening to the show. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.